Okay, so Simon Peites, we're holding Siv Beis. So let's continue Bezes Hashem, the dinim of waiting between meat and cheese. So in Sif Aleph we saw when someone eats basar, even basar chayva oif, even chicken, he can't eat cheese afterwards until he waits 6 hours. We explained the two reasons, the Rambam and Rashi, either basar bin shineyem, either the meat stuck in between his teeth, or the reason of Rashi that it's going to be keep coming up for at least 6 hours. And we had our discussion about that, whether 6 hours is mamish, when a person has a suffix, and the nafkamidas between Rashi and the Rambam. In Siv Beis, we have a halacha here in the Shulchan Aruch. Ochel gvina, somebody eats cheese, mutter lechel achar of basar miyad. You don't have to wait at all. And that seems pretty clear from the Gemara. And the Rishayim explained already, the Ran and the Levush here also brings that reason, is because meat is a concern, it may stay in between the teeth, or meat may be meishich tam. But cheese is not that way. The Ran says cheese doesn't remain in the mouth. The Levush says cheese does not have the time that keeps coming up, and therefore there was no concern. That's why the Gemara never made a gezeira of waiting between cheese and meat. And certainly, if it's cheese, it certainly wouldn't be milk either. Uvavashi ayin yodav shaloyei shum davar miagvina nidbak bahem. You have to be careful that there's nothing stuck to the hands, because the cheese still has, it could be some residue of cheese on a person's hands, so that he has to be careful. At night you can't see, you would have to wash your hands. So this is pretty clear already. Achrenim speak out that nowadays, that we eat with utensils, we eat with forks and knives and spoons, this concern of having cheese residue on one's hands is not the same as in the times of the Shulchan Aruch. And as well, obviously, there's not a problem of looking even at night, because you can see with the lights on. But then he says, Halacha, even if you don't have to wait after cheese, it's mutalech umiyad, as he says, v'tzar lekaneach piv ula hadichoy. However, you do have to rinse out the mouth and wipe out the mouth. What's that? V'akinuachu shilois pas. You have to chew up some bread. You have to chew bread. So that's one thing a person has to do. A kinuach.
This is for miyad, mamish miyad.
You could eat it. You don't have to wait at all, he says, right?
Right. And after an hour, presumably you wouldn't have to. After an hour, you wouldn't have to do these things, perhaps.
Oh, so that we spoke out again. This is the list we're doing from the Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned, we already saw from the Gra, and the Beis Yosef already brings from the Zayar, that the Zayar says one should not eat b'sudasa chada, b'shada chada, in one time period, in one suda, one should not have gvina and basar. Or basar or gvina, makes no difference, right? Right, so that's so. Based on that, you would have another issue that to eat it right away in the same suda, even if you would start your suda with milk, and then take a piece of challah, and then rinse out your mouth with a drink, still have the problem of the zayar. That's the issue. But that's, again, that's from a Kabbalistic standpoint. That's not from a halachic standpoint of having meat and cheese in the same time in your mouth.
Right, but from the other side, this is miyad. If you waited an hour, and then you wouldn't have to be mekaneach. You would learn the other way by.
Oh, so that you're saying the shach really spoke that out. The reason why we're not so familiar with this halacha is because since we're concerned about the zoyar, that we talk and make a separation between gevina and basar, we don't eat it within the same time period. Once that amount of time went, and it's not even an hour, some say that shaitachod is not dafka an hour. So once the half hour period has lapsed, then the shach says that there suffices for kinuach v'adacha also, because whatever would be in the mouth wouldn't be a problem. And that's the bais how we paskin with this.
So how come we have between fish and meat, we have shrubs is enough? And that's a chamir yisuri. should be harder than
because it's a sakana only, so you're only worried about having some of that taste in your mouth, right? But there's no concern of being stuck in your mouth. So the kinuach you don't need. That's why you only need the hadach over there. So that's why you need these two things. You need a kinuach, you have to chew up the bread, and rinse out the mouth well. Really, any food item is okay. Chutz mi kimcha, the tamri, the yarka, except for flour, dates, and yarka, vegetables. So you want to eat just a salad in between your cheese and your meat, that would not be sufficient. That gets stuck to the palate. And that doesn't wipe out the gvina well. So first you have to eat something, and then you also have to rinse out the mouth with water or wine. So if you're eating just cheese, you just had a piece of cheesecake, yeah, and now it's a half hour later, and now you want to eat some, or if it's only 15 minutes later, and you removed it from the table, and now you want to eat your meal of chicken, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need anything.
It can be right.
It can
be 15 minutes, or it can be right away.
No, Shulchan Aruch says you can go right away. I'm saying, but the Lamaisa, the minute became anyway, we have this waiting period. But Mikra Adin, you don't have to wait at all. So this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes, and again, because the Rishonim say that the reason doesn't apply. Comes the Rambam and says, V'yesh machmirin, afilu bebasar achar gvina, soma machmir, to eat. To about eating basar after cheese. What do you mean, machmirin? Machmirin, what? So the Taz explains, meaning to wait 6 hours, just like when you want to wait 6 hours from meat to cheese, so too the machmirin to wait the other way around. From cheese to meat, they also wait. Yesh machmir mafilo babasar achar gvina. Says the Rambam v'cheinoigin, that is our custom. Shekol shakvina kosha ein oichel acharel mafilo basar oif. We wait after hard cheese, even not to eat chicken. Kamei begvina achar basar. Just like we wait for after basar, so to wait after gvina kosha, hard cheese. V'yesh makilim, those who make leaving this, vein limchais, you can't be meicher, then you can't protest what they're doing, because lamaisa meicher, and then you don't have to. Rakshi yatsik nuach v'adokhom disyilayim, like we said before, miu toiv lahachmir. It is proper to wait.
Hard cheese is bein hashinayim or
motzeitam? Oh, very good. So what's the reason for the hard cheese? Let's see. So first of all, take a look at the Shach. The Shach says in Yud Zayin. And the Rambam says, Miu tev lahachmir. Right? He says, Umarshal sham. Koratagar ala machmirim. Okay? He's starts screaming at the machmirim, Shukimai minus. This is something that you have heretics to start making up your own halachas where the Gemara says you don't have to wait and you're going to start waiting. Right? V'om, and he says, Dafka Maharam, the Maram Rutenberg, Shabom Mikshal Yodei Pamachas Hichmir. He was Machmir because it once happened to him. Avo Mishal Ebol Yodei Takola Lo Yochol Lahachmir. You can't be Machmir. Ayin Shom, says the Shach, Shein Dvar Mechrochim. He doesn't have really compelling arguments. Now, what does the Maram say? Really, this whole halacha of the Ramah comes from a Bebes Yosef in Simon Kufay and Gimel and Erechayim, which quotes a Tshuva's Maram. And Maram says like this. I'm going to read you the Tshuva. V'shesho al Adoni. You're asking, Sheshamat, you heard, Dani noik shalei lecho basa b'emechai v'eich achar gvina. You heard that I have this minig that I don't eat meat after cheese. Huh? No, he says I don't eat meat after cheese. U mekel babasar oif, but chicken I mekel. He says bimei churfi when I was younger, I used to misloitzis bivnei adam shayu eisenkein. I used to make fun of those who do such a thing. Va'adrab, surely Murray, hayinir beinei kamei minus. It's like minus. I also thought it's something of it's heretical. What are you being machamer more than the Gemara? The Gemara says you don't have to. Achapam achas misuda lesuda. I had one suda, and then I had another suda, and matzasi gvina bein shinai. I found a piece of cheese stuck in my teeth. Is gozarti lahachmer alatzmi. From that time on, I was machra myself to not eat basar acha gvina kemoi gvina acha basar. I started having the same amount of period.
Use regular cheese.
Huh?
It's not hard cheese.
He just talks about any cheese. The aim b'dava zeki chaylik ala Talmud. So he's really addressing this issue. Why isn't it minus? You can't argue on something the Gemara says against. No, this is not amin chaylik ala Talmud. V'loy kemoy seif. And I'm not even adding on to it. Shukareya. Perakala basura. Anolaha milza kichalo bar chamra. Di'ilu abo kidahava okal bisra inno le'av okal vintalamachar. We see Maruk was said about his father. He used to wait 24 hours. So you see from the Gemara, the chol chad motzi la'achmurei anav she'laseis mishmeres. You see from the Gemara that this whole halacha is developed and it evolved in a way that every person is allowed to be machmer in what he sees fit. You have to be machmer, and to make a mishmeres, to be have precautionary measures. Ubebaser oif ani meiko kivin the baser v'gvina nechol ba'pikirin. That is the tshuva of the Maram. Now you see the Shukhrach did not pass in like this Maram, even though the Beis Yosef did bring it, but he didn't pass in like the Maram. But the Ramah brings the Maram, and the Ramah only says it, the meaning is only by Gvina Kosha. Now why Gvina Kosha? So we have to understand that this is what the Marshal was all upset about. Like, well, what are you doing? So how can you make up your own halachas? The Maram, he says, the Maram wants to be machmir for himself, but how can you incorporate that into normative halacha? So there, the Shach says, "Ein devar mechrochim." The Rama obviously understood, and that's how the Taz and the Rosh Hashulchan explained the Rama that by gvina kosher you have the same concern as basar. Regular gvina, which is most cheeses that we eat, indeed is not a problem. But by gvina kosher, we understood that indeed there's the same problem. A, it could be stuck in between the teeth because it's hard, and B, such hard cheese, it has the same properties as meat in that regard that it could still be meishich tam for a long time.
What about the shkuras?
So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tzadik Dal in Hilchos Shavuos says we have the minig of the Ramah that we have gvina and then we have basar. We have that minig that milchik and fleishik on Shavuos. Says the Mishtabur over there, and you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because after gvina you don't have to wait 6 hours. All you have to do is just kinuach va'adaka. Except, says the Mishtabur, if it's gvina kosher. Just the Mishtabur Baskin. If it's gvina kosher, if it's hard cheese, you would have to wait. Why? For these two reasons. So hard cheese, you would have to wait. So what's considered hard cheese? Oh, your question first, Bob. Because you see, basar eif was already at a lower madrega. From you could the Gemara says you could even eat basar eif and gvina on the same table. Now, basar eif itself, even to cook with milk or cheese, is a drabonon. Right? So to eat them when they're both cold, there's no bixer in drabonon. Nowadays, we're machmer even, that's what the Ramah says, we're machmer even afil basar eif. But in the Maram's times, he wasn't machmer to wait after cheese only for meat and not for chicken. But that's the Ramah says, afil basar eif, we wait just like vina. So that's it. But the again, the Ramah is limiting him his din only to gvina kosher. So what's gvina kosher?
Aged
cheese. Kosher means
hard.
Right. But you're saying it's aged cheese. Where do we get that from? So let's see the Taz. Take a look at the Taz. It's Sivkot Dalid. Sivkot Dalid. V'yesh machmir afil basar eif v'gvina. Pirish. What's the chumra lahamdin shei shois? To wait 6 hours. Ushir gvina kosher zachar amoh. Haynu sh'avro le'a shisha chadoshim. Oishim utulas. Two ways you know if this is hard cheese. Either it's aged for at least 6 months, or it has worms. It has worms. Now, in Siman Pei Dalid, I don't know if you have Siman Pei Dalid here. Siman Pei Dalid, for those who have it, you have it in your Shulchan Aruch, yeah. If you look at Siman Sif Tezayin, Yeah, Bob, you have it in your Shulchan Aruch also. Simen Pei Dalid. This is Dinei Tayloim. This is the din of bugs and worms. Siftez Zayin. Yeah. Okay. So you see, Siftez Zayin, he says, Kol Tayloim Anem Tzoim Babahema. Any worms or any bug that you find in an animal, bein shehein, bein or lebasser, in between the hide and the flesh, bein shehein b'meyah, it's inside the stomach, asurim, v'anu mitzvah, bedogim b'meyahim asurim, bein or lebasser, b'teich habasser mutarim, v'hoda asurin adavka d'meichayim, aval hagedelim b'basser achashchita, those bugs or worms that develop and grow inside the basar after shechita, bedagim ugvina, or they grow in the cheese, mutarim kolz manchalei pirshu. As long as they distill in the cheese and they only became born in the cheese, okay, means that they were never noticed before that. You only notice them for the first time in the cheese or in the meat. Then it's mutarim kolz manchalei pirshu as long as it didn't separate from it. It was never considered remei sala oritz. If it's on the plate, so you know it just came off of this cheese, so it'll be mutter. Rusha pirish meis has to be dead. You don't have to worry, maybe it crawled off. They probably fell it beforehand. Says the Ramah, that any bugs that are first noticed and seen in the food item, what we call spontaneous generation, is mutter to eat. Says the Ramah, yeah? The worms that are in cheese, lachlan, the minig is that we eat them. Afal pisha kovtsin heina heina ala gvina. They're sitting on the piece of cheese and they're jumping back and forth. Yeah? They're pretty alive. If they're off the cheese, then we say it's awesome. So, this you need to know this halacha, because otherwise the taz doesn't make any sense. The taz says, well, if it's wormy cheese, then you have to wait after you eat such a cheese before you eat basar. So we ask you, wait a minute, how could you eat the worms? The Torah says, you're allowed to eat the worms. Why? Worms are only asr if they were remes halacha. It's only if they're off if they came from the ground, and then they got onto the food. But things that were born in the food, then it's not usher to eat. Certainly while they're on the cheese, not usher to eat. So that is the din over here in Pei Dalet. If we go back to the Taz now, the Taz says that these are the two criteria that would be for Gevina Kosha. Either it would be age for 6 months, or it would be wormy. Ken Kosev is said, Ha'orach v'kosev shom, the anus of a basar acha Gevina, there's no reason to eat meat after cheese, the davka tam basar shevepeh, miach shekunik a basar, shag l'migzabay, so he's quoting this event that says you don't have to wait for a different svara. He says this though, we have this concept of basar ben shinov, it's still called basar, v'habasar edenu ben shineyem, you see it's still called basar even after you chewed it up. Says this event that that's limited to basar, not to gvina. We don't find gvina ben shineyem. And this, many achrenim are disturbed by this. He says that that's not dafka basar, that basar was saying that was the case. Habasar edenu ben shineim, this still had basar between the teeth. But anything you still have in between the teeth is still considered that food. And if there's a concern that cheese would be in between your teeth, then it would still have the din of cheese and you would not be able to eat any meat after that. That's what the Taz says here, and he has daitish alatama ramam shazakharti beresha simin. According to the Ramam's reason, Shabachilas Gvina Achabasar. The reason it's awesome is Shabbasar Ben Ashinayim. The reason is just teeth, the teeth are holding the meat. Avo Batam Shemoshik Menabasar Shabbapet. Loich Baslan, we're not worried about that. F Shalom Khan Bechol Gvina, less Israelecho Basar Acharel. Why? The Gambe Basar Shabin Ashinayim Loyavakarina and Be Basar Elah. lav de gole lankra. So this is the Taz explaining this reason. It's only because the pasuk calls it basar, abasar edenu ben shineyem, that's how we know it's called basar. Kedisim b'gemara. Mishamachi b'gevina shebein ha-shinayim, loy have a gevina klal, I wouldn't call that gevina. Ulatam shezachati shu mishum shuman, but if the reason is there's the fattiness is still being brought up, pshita yesh lesa gam b'gevina betulas. But according to Rashi's reason, that you're worried about the Mashiach's tam, so then by this wormy cheese, this old cheese, shetam shalonim shababez man rav, certainly you would have to be makvir mekain yesh lahachmir. So again, he's saying that Taz is saying, according to the Rambam's reason of meat in between the teeth, that wouldn't apply to cheese. But according to Rashi's reason of that the taste of the meat is still coming up, so he says the taste of the cheese would also still coming up. Avlan, yes, daiti davke begvina betulas yesh lahachmir, only wormy cheese. Vahumi dina mitam shezacharna. Avo gvina yeshena, old cheese. Ve'ena betulas, not wormy. Veloinasa mecholov ashuhuma de bekeva, kedela hakbi acholov. Raknasa mecholov ba'alma, venesiavsha. Oye chochema, ein lahachm bize, yoyze mekinov vadocho. So the Taz comes out lemaisa that which cheese do you have to wait for? Only wormy cheese. Means even though he saw that really the hard cheese that the Shogra was talking about should be included, even aged cheese, he says no, it would only be a problem if it's wormy cheese.
What's he saying here about the
So he's saying, unless, but you have meaning, if you have cholov that was made in a cave, in the stomach of the cow, of the animal, in order to congeal the cholov and make the cheese from that, meaning for that, that would be a problem. Ragnasa mecholov ba'alma, it's made, if you're talking about cheese that's made from regular milk, that then they dry it out, and however they separated it with a different type of enzyme, or is just butter that came from milk, then you don't have to be machmir with the kinuach v'adocha. Yeah. Now you ask you, why would that be different in terms of...
She's like that at this point.
Which, in which case?
Jesus put age in the stomach.
No, I don't think so. We don't have any cheese like that. Bismanenu. Yeah, we don't have cheese like bismanenu. What we do have? The first of all, the shachar is lemaisa machmir. The shach. In Tezvov, Shekol Shavina Kosher, Uminastam, the Shach Tezvov says, Minastam, Mimhi Yeshona, Shisha Hadoshim, Chashiva Kosher. So that's what we go with. That's what we go with Lamaisa. Then any hard cheese doesn't have to be that it was wormy, because nowadays you don't find any wormy cheese. I think it's illegal in America. Maybe other places they do have still wormy cheese, but the USDA doesn't. Does not sanction such cheeses. But we do have aged cheese. So what's the cheese that's aged?
Parmesan
cheese. Yeah, so basically the only one that's really found in people's homes that they actually use on any regular basis is Parmesan cheese. That's aged, huh?
Swiss cheese.
Not the Swiss cheese that's made in America. There is Swiss cheese that's made in Switzerland. That you could have. And then you have to look in the package and we'll say it's aged for whatever amount of time. So the Parmesan, sometimes say it's for 6 months, sometimes 10 months. This cheese is aged for 14 months.
What is the aging method?
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean it's been sitting from the time they made the cheese until you eat it, because it could be some from them when they processed it and they packaged it and it's on the shelf and it's in your refrigerator. Could be at 6 months. No, it means they went through a special process that they let it sit for 6 months or more. Then it becomes so hard that...
So if you're eating Parmesan cheese, it's grated. So then it sadly goes away.
So it's a good shot like this. So... Rabbi Felder said over, Rabbi Shmuel Felder said over, that Rav Hirschman, the Rosh Kotel in Toronto, who was a Talmud of Aaron Cutler, told him like this, that one time he had a cheese and he asked Rabbi Aaron about this cheese, does he have to wait afterwards? So Rabbi Aaron said, why do you want to wait? He said, because this cheese, it has holes, and one of the simanim that Achareinu bring, if it has in the kovim, it has holes, that's a sign that it's also an aged hard cheese. Right, the Swiss cheeses have holes, yeah. So Rabbi Aaron told him, no, he says, The Ramah says that Gvina Kasha, you can't eat meat afterwards. He said the first thing it has to be is Kasha. Meaning, if you have a soft cheese, even though it has holes, that's not going to make it usher. That's not going to make it that it's now Moshe Tam. If it's not hard, you don't start off with it. What's considered hard? Sirban explained it has to be that you can't cut it with a regular knife. Means you're going to need a special knife, or you're going to need something that's electric to be able to cut the cheese. So the Parmesan cheese, what they do is indeed they have to grate it. But once it's been hard, so then we say that has the ability to be meishir tam, or for those pieces to stick in your mouth. So for the Parmesan cheese, indeed, you would have to wait that amount of time.
So what is it getting hard is it has to be cut with a knife?
And it's so hard that when it's a block of cheese, right, you can't really cut it with a regular knife. You have to have some special, either it's a cheese grater or to cut it. That will be the issue. Now, one interesting hetter that we find in the Yad Yehuda is because there are places that say they make eggplant Parmesan. Is that made with Parmesan cheese? Eggplant Parmesan? Yeah, it sounds like it. Or sometimes they put Parmesan cheese.
Eggplant Swiss.
Yeah, right. Right. So you have eggplant Parmesan. You have pizza, let's say, that they make. Or you have lasagna. They make, let's say, a Parmesan cheese. Right? And somebody eats that. They say, oh, I want to. I need the fleishiks now. Yeah? So what would be the halacha over there? You have to wait. So says the Yad Yehud, an interesting chiddush. He says that the only reason, the only time you have to wait 6 hours after your hard cheese is only when it's still hard. When they melted it, and it's when you cooked it already, now melted, it loses its status of hard cheese. Now you could cut it already.
Vis-a-vis Moshech Tam also.
And you have to say even vis-a-vis Moshech Tam as well. Yeah, he says once it's been cooked, once it's been melted, now it doesn't have the status of hard cheese, and then even then, even according to the Machmirim, you wouldn't have to wait if there's such a thing. So,
but he also talks about Givina Mea Keva. And the Keva, of course, that's the rennet that causes it to harden.
To harden, yeah.
So we do have that, because the hard cheese is made with rennet.
Yeah, but
all cheese is made with the rennet. It's just questions how much do you make it like at a hard?
From the skin of the, they make rennet out of the skin of the.
In the skin of the cave or other enzymes.
You pass on like the Adila?
Yeah, so that you can make Maglad Yehuda, because even the whole din is really is only a chumrah based on the Maram Ehrenberg. And we see the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like it, the Marashah wasn't so excited about it. So certainly, but if you could be make like the Ad Yehuda in such a case. So really, that's the only thing. So Rabbi Felder once said over an interesting case. He said someone once, who was very hungry at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, he had some hard cheese. Yeah? And then he realized, hey, it's Friday night, he's going to have to eat a Suda. Yeah? So he said, he called up a Rav, and he said, I just ate hard cheese. So the Rav said, that's it, you have to wait. You have to wait 6 hours. So he says, well, he wanted to make an early Shabbos that week. So the Rav says, I'm sorry, you can't have your Suda till 10 o'clock. So he said, well, how about, can I just eat my Suda and I won't have any fleishiks? You know, I won't eat the chicken soup. So no, it's Einik Shabbos, you have to eat the chicken soup. Okay, interesting. And you don't want to call him, don't worry. Right. Ah, you want to know who is that? Yeah. So, Yeah, that's a chiddush also that that he'll be mechuyev to eat fleishik the dafka and the stuff. Anyway, but Lysa, what's the eitz of him?
Hot water, cook it up.
It's too late. He ate the cheese already.
Hot water, melt.
Now you can do from between Basar Gvina also, right? You see, we weren't allowed that. That's what you spoke out of the Bach says. That we see that the Chazal were worried. They didn't say, well, everyone just clean out your teeth well. Chazal didn't allow that. I thought that was a concern. But he said he could have Eitzah like this. You remember last week we mentioned that there are Paiskim, the Das Kedeshim said this, and the Chassam Sefer at first wanted to say this, that if you sleep, then the digestive process is hastened, and then according to that he said you only have to wait like 2 hours, the Das Kedeshim said. So for this person, good, if he realizes now he ate at 4 o'clock, he's not going to be able to, so if he goes to sleep for an hour, then for sure he can be maker, right? There are Paiskim who say that even though it's maybe not the general consensus of Paiskim, that should help, but certainly for this Shaila of Gavina, which is only a Chumra of the Maram and the Ramah, for that he says you surely can be able to make him. It helps the digestive process. We see that even by meat, but the bus of ancient name, we're only machmer about timing. But once you do away with one of them completely, you can be makel. Okay, so that's Siv Beis, and Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll get to Siv Gimel, which is also very practical cases.